This is Rocky Buchanan, chairman of the Universal Hip Hop Museum, bringing hip hop culture to the entire planet. And you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest.
There's amount of time where my father wasn't around, but then obviously me and my pops is super cool now. Is there, do you have to deal with any of that stuff from like the upbringing of Drake and him kind of living in Toronto without you at times? We hear it in his lyrics sometimes.
I had a conversation with Drake about that. I have always been with Drake.
Mm.
I talk to him, if not every day, every other day.
Wow.
And we really got into a deep conversation about that. I said, Drake, why are you saying all of this different stuff about me, man? Like, this is not cool. And he goes, Dad, it sells records.
Oh boy, I hear a King Killer eulogy right now.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it is E Green right here. What's up, brothers?
Yes, sir.
Looks like it's starting off hot.
Hey, she's starting off real hot in her.
Hey, man, it's just a little bit more fat on the gristle than you thought you had, did you?
Oh, boy. These ain't your mama's oxtails, huh?
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, shit. See, you got a little drink over there. What you got? What you drinking over there, sir?
This today is Patron. It's a Patron kind of day.
Oh, that's what you got in that cup. Yeah. Oh,
yes, shit. Sir. In the white cup.
That ain't no scissor.
No.
That's what's good. Yo, before we get into the show proper, I was going to say, yesterday at 45 Friday was kind of cool because I was in a local record store. You know, they try and be one of them high-end, you know, jive record stores or whatever and shit. There's two things wrong with the record store. The prices are high, and number two, they got what should be a giveaway bin or a dollar bin and shit, trying to sell shit for $3 and $4. Ain't nobody buying a Lil Wayne and Nivea fucking remixes for $4.
Damn, you said Nivea. I ain't heard that name in a minute.
Yeah, none of that shit. On top of that, so anyway, on my way out of the fucking store, I happen to look down and it's a box full of 45s. Says free on it. I proceed, and you see them.
I do see them.
You see them, and that's only, there's like 1, 2, 3 stacks of these joints. I still gotta go through. Crazy 45s, yo. You know what I'm saying?
And the rich get richer. Can you say that?
So anyway, so the key thing on yesterday, all three of yesterday's 45 Fridays came from that new stack that I just brought in the house.
Wow. And free. The rich get richer.
That's fucking unbelievable. They're trying to push high price on some Lil Wayne shit, yet giving away
classic
gems.
Nigga, that Olympic Runners got 3 breaks on that motherfucker that I didn't even play. That's totally 1,000% classics. You know, of course, I Shot the Sheriff, Eric Clapton, that's, you know, EPMD, you know, along with The Rise, Herb Albert. I mean, shit, thanks, B.
Biggie.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, B, for free.
So, basically, you just took the whole box and departed.
Well, the box had some other shit. It had some CDs and some other bullshit in there. No, I just took all the 45s and bounced. So,
the fucking come up of the year.
I ain't gonna say it's the come up of the year, but it was a nice come up.
Yo, B. Well, I had a little come up, but just recently, matter of fact, yesterday, I needed a new printer. And so, you know me, I'm off that offer up, whatever, Craigslist, trying to get something that somebody else don't want. And I found this Canon joint for $20. And I couldn't go when I told the dude I was gonna go. So I was like, yo, if you can just hold it another day, I just paid $25. He was like, cool. I went to get it. This dude tells me he went to meet him at the spot and he'll be in a Porsche. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on?
Porsche, yo.
Only fucking LA, you gonna be fucking offer up Craigslist a nigga in a Porsche.
A Porsche.
Only LA.
Porsche. And I pull up, and he gets out and opens the front hood where the trunk is and pulls out this incredibly looking brand new Canon printer. And I'm just like, let me just get this joint in the car, give him the 25, and be out. So I'm getting what do you call them shits, the drivers and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this is a almost $600 printer. What the fuck would make somebody sell it for $20?
Somebody and who's driving like, a Porsche.
Asian cat driving a Porsche. I guess he had some new shit. It was like, I don't need this new shit no
hey,
more.
V, you know how you know I got it. He was off that.
Yeah, well, now I got it.
You know you got it.
Oh, and did I mention the bag full of cartridges?
Oh, you got a lot of ink, too?
Oh, a lot of ink, yo. I don't know damn, what the fuck like,
I don't need none of this shit.
What images have been printed on this shit, but I don't care, because now it's in here.
That's what's good. So, thanks for listening to the Digest Discount Center.
Yes, sir. I didn't have no come-ups this week.
Oh?
I should be jealous.
Nah, you will. You'll get yours. We call them blessings.
Blessings on blessings.
That's what's good. So let's get into the show. First stop, go to Hip Hop Digest. As you heard the intro, Drake's father claims that he lied in his records in order to sell records about their relationship. You heard the interview. Nick Cannon is talking to Dennis Graham, talking about his involvement or non-involvement during Drake's life. You know, Drake always liked to put up a lot of that, you know, my dad wasn't there type lyrics and shit. But apparently
he was on his Eminem shit.
Well, yeah, no doubt. Except but apparently
true.
But apparently Dennis Graham wasn't going. He wasn't buying him, man. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Pulled his son to the side and was like, come on, man, stop that shit. You know I was around. Stop that shit. But of course, you know, on social media, Champagne Poppy had a whole nother thing.
You got his real social media name too, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think you knew that.
Yeah.
Champagne Poppy.
You know what I'm saying? The fraud of all frauds and shit.
Mm. You know what was interesting to me?
What's that?
And I know maybe somebody can tell me, but do you think that his father has always called him Drake? Because his name is Aubrey, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Aubrey Graham.
Right. So his stage name is Drake, or is Drake in his legal name?
I would assume that was his stage name. I always thought it was his stage name.
But I don't know.
We do know his name is Aubrey.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Aubrey Graham.
Didn't it strike you a little bit that his dad was calling him Drake?
It seemed kind of funny that he called him Drake, but maybe because he's doing the circuit. I don't know if he got a book out. I don't know why he was on. Why would the hell would he be on there talking to Nick Cannon to begin with? He got to be trying to sell something. Something's coming up. So like, a new bottle of liquor or something he's trying to sell.
Oh, see, now I'm with Kirk G. That's what I was thinking. Well, he does have an album ready to come out. So what better way to get the early troll, you know, to get the troll music ginned up and having Pops out there.
No, I'm talking about Pops must be selling something.
Oh, Pop and his son to be there in cahoots here. Listen to what Igri said. His son named Aubrey. So he wasn't on the interview. He's on the interview calling him Drake. Okay, calling him the stage name, you know. What are you on? Some of that Coogee rap for the first time in my life, loaning money to Pops, or, you know, or that LL and shit. I'm making more money than your Pops. And what's good, man? I'm just saying. Come on.
I mean, and forgive me if his father did call him Drake from childhood and all that kind of stuff. That's what I'm getting at. If that's what it was, that's all good. But it just struck me to hear him saying the word Drake or the name Drake.
Cordon,
versus Aubrey. I'm going to call my son Adonis.
Hey, B.
No disrespect to Drake, whose son is also Adonis, but my son is Adonis. His name is Adonis. I'm going to call him Adonis.
No doubt. No doubt.
Whatever his rap name may be.
Right. No doubt. But B. But again, according to Soulja Boy, said that Drake, okay, is a takeoff of his character name, Draco, and said that he bit my whole game, according to Soulja Boy. Let's just put that out there. Now
I feel real bad right now, B. We are resorting to quoting Soulja Boy to get at Drake. Fuck Drake, yo. Fuck that, yo. We don't have to dig that deep, B.
Yo, no, I'm just saying, B. But anyway, so Drake on the social media said, I woke up this morning hurt. He said, my father will say anything to anyone who's willing to listen to him. You know, the point I'm saying is that we're not digging that deep. For us, or at least for me, I always knew he was a fraud. I mean, his fans don't care if he's a fraud. They just like him being a fraud. So that's fraudulent. But for me, yeah, it's just a little bit more confirmation that I knew he was a phony ass. You know what I mean? I knew it, but...
He's an actor, son.
Yes.
Just like most of these niggas are actors. They're just playing roles, my nigga, and they selling that role.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So for him, for niggas to be upset with him for selling his role, it'd be like getting mad at any of these other niggas, actors, these real actors, Will Smith and them, for playing these roles on movie screens. He's just playing a role. That's
what
he's
doing. But then you got him along with his fans. They not looking at it like that. If they were looking at it like that, you'd have less comments from people like me. But nah, these are the type of motherfuckers that want to take Rakim off the list and put that bitch on. See, that's the problem.
Look, B, just calm down for a second. Let me help you. You can say we. You don't have to say yourself. We already knew Drake was fugazi.
No doubt.
We knew that. So, okay, boom, that's done. Then you got his fans. They like what they like, right? Nothing you say can make a motherfucker that like Drake not like Drake.
You understand that, right? Of course.
That's over with. So, why are we going to keep here standing at the wall, yelling at the wall for being a fucking wall, B? Walk away from that shit, man.
You got a bunch of Giovattos working for him. I think his judgment stinks. I see this guy Lopez, his judgment stinks.
Yeah, it's a lot of fans out here that with terrible judgment and judge a character.
Are you a Giovatto too, Tony?
but they just love, like I say, they just love what they love.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Ain't a damn thing you could do to stop it.
And they will abandon that motherfucker at the next hotness, B.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, so, you see how quick they'll abandon a nigga and jump back on their dick, though. They abandoned Kanye so quick. Kanye was abandoned, but now all of a sudden, look at this nigga.
Yeah. He's Howard, yo.
He right here local. Well, and they all on the radio just loving this nigga.
Okay, well then, fucking, let's get into it. I didn't have it as a topic, but since we veered into it, Kanye West on this Sunday service thing, Swerve, I'm gonna let you go in because I have a small prepared statement.
Oh sure. So I believe it was either Chris Lehman or his brother Grandpa up in that joint, they put the video. So I watched it and I'm looking at Kanye in the yard at Howard with bunches of people just all in, right? So I'm clowning a little bit, but at the same time it's like I expected this a long time ago. When he said what he said on TMZ, I knew when all this backlash got down, people was going to love Kanye again. No different than with R. Kelly. Everybody hated him. They make a new record. Oh, we love R. Kelly. It's the fandom of these certain people that is incredibly crazy to me. But I'm not disappointed or shocked by it.
Okay, so I think the twist on that is that Kanye is on the new hustle. Okay. So let's talk about the new hustle that he's on. Kanye is, you know, talking about Sunday services and the gospel. He's on that new hustle. Kanye is a type of guy. He's looking around. Okay, he sees Creflo Dollar. He's looking around. He sees, you know, he sees Minister Jakes out there. You know, he sees it. You know, I forget that one young brother, it's just a junior Jakes in the making. I forget his name, but he getting a guap too.
Eddie Long and them.
No, it wasn't even Eddie Long and them. It's his other young brother. But anyway.
I'm just saying Eddie Long and them niggas. They get that bread.
They get the bread. And it ain't just blacks. I mean, don't get me wrong. Joe Osteen, he getting that bread. Matter of fact, Joe Osteen make your average paid rapper a little jelly. A lot of Lambos and a lot of Rarys in the front yard up at Osteen's spot. You make your paid rapper a little jealous. You know, Osteen getting the bread too. So Kanye sees that audience out there, okay? Figure, you know what? Wow, oh, if I could just throw in the gospel name and, you know, and God this and God that whenever it's appropriate or it suits me, you know, people, the dough's gonna be coming rolling in like waves on the shore. That's how your boy getting down. But I caution Kanye West. Caution him to at least read the Bible just a little bit. Just a smidgen. Now, I'm sure the Lord is working in Kanye West's life as he is all of our lives. Whether we choose to heed that word or not, that's a personal walk. Okay? Kanye, just like me, just like Kurt G, or any one of us. You know, just like swerving. Okay? In that way. But Leviticus 25, chapter 15 says,
uh-oh,
if anyone curses his God, he will be held responsible. Anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord must be put to death. And see, Kanye West is doing an awful lot of public blaspheme. An awful lot of it at them Sunday services. I'm just saying, you might want to read the Bible just a smidgen.
Okay, so now since you went that route, let me come in on this side. Let's just say. Now, they say the Lord works in a mysterious way.
Certainly does. We don't understand it.
So let's just say Kanye is 1,000% serious. That he ain't blaspheming. He is 100% real with this. And in his heart of hearts, he believes what he's saying and everything that he's doing, he believes it.
But if you look at the service for any length of time, you can see the hustle.
Yes. Yes, you can. But I'm just saying, let's just say for conversation's sake, let's just say he's serious and he believes that what he's doing is for the Lord and this is for God.
Okay.
Even though you can see a hustle in it, and even though you're thinking, oh yeah, his hands are being moved by the devil, this ain't God. But he could be serious and really believing that he's doing this for God, and everything in his heart is he did that Jesus walks a while back. This ain't nothing new for him, and he was on it. So I'm thinking maybe he's a little serious here, but not there is some hustle here.
I tend to believe that it's not financially driven at all. I tend to believe that it is psychologically motivated because of the person Kanye is. He thrives off of attention and stuff like that. And I think that's what it is. And whether it's a hustle or not to get that attention, yeah, it may be. But I don't think it's financial. I think it's something deeper within himself outside of like material things.
Well, that's kind of a different angle. I hadn't thought about his mental state in this endeavor. I've noticed several people getting up and walking out of the services in a couple of cities because, again, I think you ought to read the Bible just a little bit. You know, when he starts to go off course or he starts to do things and people are just like, hold up a little bit. Now, look, he's getting a lot of public support. You know, I'm sure the gospel stations and other people who, again, like I always say, I've always believed that gospel artists will go to a mainstream guy, Kanye, Snoop, or whoever, just to get a little bit of their shine on them. I believe that. Okay? I believe that. You know what I mean? They're artists. They want to get paid, too. You know what I mean? So, that's just my thoughts about that, you know. Psychologically, wow, I have to think about that. You know what I'm saying? I think Kanye is wants to be a money guy, wants to be looked at as a hustle, as a money guy. He's not looked at that way, you know, but I think he wants to be. And maybe, I think this is a new way that he's choosing to go this path. That's me, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I just see it as a thriving for attention, and this is getting it on a major level.
No doubt. There's no question about that.
And also, you can throw this in there, too. It's also, it also flipped the script for him. It also helped flip that script off that Trump shit he was talking, off that slavery is a choice shit he was talking. This right here has flipped the script. Now when you bring God in, you bring the black folks in. So now that brought the black folks back to him.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of black. And look at where, Howard, I mean, come on.
Homecoming, my nigga.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, that's for sure. So,
and the place was packed.
Yeah, it was.
Like it was an empty field.
Yeah, it was.
Folks was packed.
Yeah, it was. So, that's what's up. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is... shout out to, damn it, I have to apologize to the brother on the text chain. Who posted this on the text chain? I think it was Lonzo G, I believe, but I could be wrong, but I apologize. I meant to write your name down and give you credit. NYPD, I just saw this. NYPD tells Rolling Loud to remove 5 acts from the lineup. Okay? Says the letter from the NYP to Rolling Loud, acquired by the Fader magazine, asked that the 5 rappers be removed due to a public safety concerns. The letter that states the rappers have been affiliated with acts of violence citywide, and the NYPD believes that their presence will lead to a higher risk of violence. Now,
first, you are correct in giving your credit to Lorenzo G. He did post that on the chain.
Thank you. All right, my man.
Yeah.
You know, appreciate you. And before I get into it, you got to look at it 2 ways.
So what do you have, what 5 rappers it was?
Oh, well, yes, I have the entire situation right here. Yes, 5 rappers. 22GZ, a government name, Jeffrey Alexander. Casanova, government man name, Caswell Senior. Pop Smoke, Bashir Jackson, Chef G, Michael Williams, and Don Q, I believe that is pronounced LaQuincy Anderson.
You got government names.
Yeah, I got government names.
I just wanted to hear the rapper names, but damn, all right.
Yeah,
man,
well,
get it all.
Got more than I needed.
I mean, B, you know, this is kind of a small time counting amount, if you will. There's 2 ways you got to look at this. Now, emotionally, I would have been like, see, they on that jail nigga shit. Okay? But there's a larger thing where you gotta support these guys. Because now we're talking about a constitutional issue. Now we're talking about free speech. See, this is what Luther Campbell and Ice-T fought for. Okay? For these guys to be able to, whether it's Rolling Loud or at your local bodega or some club, to go out and make money doing their type of music. So I have to say I'm supporting them on that aspect. And to have the NYPD sending a letter to the promoter saying, I'm going to tell you who can play and who can't. B, that's a very big red flag, and we should all be concerned about that. Despite the music, none of these niggas, which the only one I only heard of Casanova out of the lot of them, don't make
most of his crime shit, not his rap shit.
right. I mean, so now, look, what do we do about that? Do we take the higher road of the Constitution and not having the police state telling us who we can and cannot book? Or do we say, you know, it's better that we get rid of these jail niggas? Fuck them jail niggas.
Fuck that. them jail niggas and them Klan niggas and anybody else can have freedom of speech as far as I'm concerned. Fuck that.
But you know what?
I'd rather be free.
But you know what? This ain't the first time. This has happened a lot, especially in rap. Niggas will tell club owners you can't book them because them niggas get the crowd that come in here is going to fuck the place up. So that's not the only time that happens. It's just really public and really made a lot of noise, loud, pun intended.
Well, see, the problem is that we've often made that contrast, this compare and contrast on, let's say, grassroots hip-hop events. You go to a grassroots hip-hop event, there is zero violence, zero stunting, zero nut shit, zero money niggas, $0,000 bottle service, you know, $5,000 cut line, you know, all that, none of that shit. None of that shit at grassroots hip-hop events, i.e. Hyro Day. Okay? There's none of that shit going on out there.
No nut shit.
But if you, and that goes from the well, the most well-appointed and well-paid trappers all the way down to your local wannabes, you're in a city, you know, you're a well-appointed trapper with, you know, a lot of money and shit. You, the people, somebody's going to want to test your security. Now, fuck that, okay? This nigga talking a lot of that stuff, the gun shit, a lot of that take your girl shit. Okay, shit, I just got out the pen. I'm going to go test this nigga. I'm going to go test this nigga.
Oh, man. I wish people could see you, B.
Nigga, I'm fresh out. I just got out.
Oh, man, stuffed in the deal.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So, no, who's gonna go up to the local DJ cutting and scratching, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, where that nigga at and shit? I'm gonna snatch his gold. Oh, he doesn't have any gold on. Oh, nigga, you know, he doesn't, you know, say, oh, he didn't really have any money. His money is in his escrow account and shit. You know what I mean? You see, and there's the difference. But back to these five people, respectively. I don't know them, and I probably don't like their art, but God damn it, B, especially African Americans, we are the first to give our rights away anyway. This should be a call from all corners. Although it's not, but it should be a wake-up call for all corners. The NYPD, who is notoriously anti-African American. Okay. I don't know, these New York trap niggas, I don't know, Rolling Loud, the promoters. I wish I had their names. I'd be putting them motherfuckers on Front Street.
Yeah, B, I'm with you on that. Like I said, I'm a little conflicted about this because I understand where the NYPD's coming from, even though it's some bullshit. But I'm saying, damn, these niggas is responsible for a lot of violence. And you know that. And so to try to curb that, you're going to say, you know what, shut that shit down, nigga. You can't put them on the stage because I know that some shit going to pop off. Some niggas going to come back for retaliation at the show and start shooting out, and some innocent bystanders might get hit off this dumb shit.
But if those niggas is responsible for some violence, arrest them.
They ain't got no evidence to get them. They said they know it, but they can't get them.
Then shut the fuck up.
Nigga, they got the right to free speech. Like, these niggas love to quote this shit all the time, or like the right to tote my gun. You know what I'm saying? I got the right to freedom of speech. They love that shit.
Stand my ground.
Let me just get in for just a second. You know how cops can do whatever the fuck they want to do, right? So basically, that shutdown shit was a dumbass move, and I ain't a cop, but I'm just saying, if you was really trying to get at them niggas, you go ahead and let them perform. Because what are they going to do? They're going to be smoking weed in some city where the tour is, where weed is illegal. You snatch them up. Boom, boom, boom. But this whole, I would have less of a side eye at the cops for doing that over trying to shut motherfuckers down. Because that is a very slippery slope for people to be. I don't give a fuck who the artist was. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Fuck. It could be the worst fucking artist ever. Let that motherfucker be the worst fucking artist ever freely. And they're trying to stop that. And if they do that, then it just works downhill from there.
It does. And like you said, black folks give away their rights. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to say shit. They're just going to post it and say that we got shut down. And that's probably, like I said, this is a badge of honor for these niggas, whoever these loud niggas is, This is a badge of honor. Like, yo, them niggas, they tried to shut us down. They told us we couldn't have perform, nigga.
So, anyway.
Yeah, when they should be fighting it.
Fighting it.
Exactly.
And having those artists perform.
Right.
Taking this shit to the Supreme Court, my nigga. That's what they should be trying to do.
So.
You said NWA, Luke, fucking. I mean,
Ice-T.
NWA, Ice-T. Niggas did put them, they put their careers, their livelihoods on their lives online for motherfuckers to be able to just say whatever the fuck they want on records.
Exactly. So no doubt, that's what's good, yo. Anyway, the Rolling Loud is a huge, I think it's a 2-day festival. Everybody, all the young bulls you could think of on the bill and shit. I seen a couple old heads, Wu, DMX, Fat Joe. Whether they actually show up and perform or not, who knows? But it ain't no 18-year-olds. It is going to be crickets. When I bet it's going to be crickets, even when Wu-Tang performs. So you can guarantee that.
I don't know about that.
You know, I can't
see that.
If motherfuckers don't care about Wu-Tang, they're not going to show up for anything.
Fat Joe.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Damn. We got sound effects on the show today.
Yeah, we trying to up our production value.
This nigga
and shit.
Pulled out crickets for real.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, what the fuck is that shit? Son?
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing DMX.
That's crazy. So, those that love DMX, the Sim Cities of the world, will be attending and supporting that shit.
And this is in New
don't
York.
Don't care,
too?
You won't be there.
Yeah, DMX is gonna get love, B.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's good. So, no doubt. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, you never see this from rappers. Usually rappers are hyperbolic and all this, doing this, you know, extra shit, but you never see it. T.I. says that signing Iggy Azalea tarnishes his legacy as a music executive. T.I. goes on to say that I'm actively looking for another female who can undo the blunder of Iggy Azalea. This tarnishes my legacy as far as being a music executive is concerned. To me, it was like when Michael Jordan went to play baseball. Your boy T.I., you never see guys admitting mistakes in hip-hop.
Is he going to give that Iggy money back?
No, he's not. You can believe that. No, he's not going to give any money back. See, because the saying, you don't never give no motherfucking money back.
They're not. Who's the fool?
So anyway, go ahead, run the scenario. Where do we get that line from and shit?
So we this was quite a few many moons ago.
Yeah, you know,
back when CDs was still the shit.
Right.
So we're in New York. We are on 125th Street, Harlem. Walking down, and you know, they got the Africans down there with the blankets on the floor with the CDs, bootleg CDs on that shit.
For those of you who are too young, this is way back, you know, I know you don't remember this, but.
Yeah, they had the blanket laid out, bootleg CDs galore, whatever your flavor was, whether you raps, R&B, whatever. So we walking by different blankets, and my man King Killer spots a blanket, and he sees a CD that he wants, a few CDs that he wants. And can you explain to them what CDs you were looking for?
Well, actually, I got the CD right here. It was a Grandmaster Flash Essential Mix Classic Edition.
So what happened then, sir?
So I really only had $2 in my pocket. At that time, back in them days, the CDs was running five a pop. Back then, way back in the Mesozoic era. So I pick up the Grandmaster Flash. I look at my pocket. I was like, oh, shit, I don't need. He's like $5. I'm like, oh, you know, I got $2. And shit, he was like, oh, no. So he give me my money back. I put the CD back down. His man get out the back of a car
I don't think that was his man.
Oh,
okay. I think that was his boss.
You think it was his boss? Okay. His boss get out the door. He's like, yo, what the fuck you doing? The African guy shook. What? He was like, what CD do you want? I was like, that Grandmaster Flash. Your boy said to the African cat, nigga, you don't never give no motherfucking money back. And that's the story about a bootleg Grandmaster Flash CD for $2.
And on that day, I was like, oh, okay. Now I see how they run this game.
Right.
I used to just think it was the Africans down there running shit on the blanket. But I was like, oh, That's it. These niggas in the back of these vans is running shit, watching these Africans
exactly.
on the blanket and making sure that they're getting their money and not fucking it up.
Right.
They as easy as it looks.
So anyway, but back to T.I. and Iggy Azalea. You know, he's actively looking for a female rapper. Now, I'm thinking to myself, these people out here, what T.I.'s looking for is another Megan Thee Stallion. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for this other broad, Ruby Rose. Okay? And the new star of BET Hip Hop Awards. How do you pronounce that shit? Saudi? Shawty? Saw E E I T I E? Something like that?
Yeah, B.
B.
Good luck.
I'm just saying that's what T.I. looking for. You know, this broad or whatever, as I'm doing the research.
We back in Philly again.
Yeah, this broad.
On Broad Street again.
She talking about she only deal with niggas with 8 figures and 8 inches.
Well, damn.
So,
at least she knows what she wants.
Right. So at that point, I'm like, I'm out. I'm out the game.
I can't give you 8 figures, baby.
Oh shit. So, you know, so I figure at that point I'm out the game. Now the thing about it here, this Saudi, or however you pronounce it, this is just a quick side note on her. She actually is a very accomplished young woman, attended San Diego State University, transferring to USC, graduating communications and business. After graduating, she decided to focus on her rap career. And yes, a college graduate talking about she's only dealing with niggas with 8 figures and 8 inches. Yay.
So she's using her college degree.
She really is. So,
but he was mad.
Yo, but T.I.B., I mean, you know, the whole Iggy Azalea, of course, we know it was a complete disaster. Your man was trying to make money, you know.
He did make money. He wasn't trying. He did. It ain't like she was a fucking flop, my nigga.
Right.
He made some bread off of her. It's just that she fucking went way left. And shit got wrong. And he was trying to defend her.
But anyway, but shout to T.I. because, again, I thought it was quite refreshing to admit a mistake. You never hear guys admitting mistakes. You never hear it. So I thought that was quite refreshing and whatnot. So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
Uh-oh. Rewind.
You don't hear young cats admit mistake. I've heard quite a few veterans, and I'm going to say veterans, whatever genre they're in. I've heard quite a few veterans admit mistake, even with us. You know what I'm saying? All the people we've interviewed. So I think it's an age thing. Once you get to a certain age, you look back and you realistically can see, you know what I'm saying, versus the time when you're in it. I don't give a fuck who you are, Houdini, whoever the fuck you are, LL Cool J. When you're in the moment, you don't give a fuck about nothing because you that nigga. But as you get older and the spotlight leaves you, you get to reflect more and you address some of those regrets.
That's called wisdom. That's what they call it.
Okay.
It's called wisdom. And some people get it early, some people get it late.
Well, I'm going to challenge T.I. To find something other than the ladies, I won't call them broads, other than the ladies that I named earlier. I'm going to challenge him to do better. I know that is not money making. You could talk all that Rhapsody shit you wanna. Okay, she's not making any money. That's all that matters. You know?
Why did he have Iggy Azalea? To what?
Make money.
Make money. And that failed, even though he made money. What will his next artist be to do?
Make money.
Make money.
Damn, yo. Make money, money, make money, money, money.
That is one of the biggest pieces of hip hop from the beginning, so we can't even front. Niggas always been talking about money and the finer things.
Damn, what people do for money.
Exactly.
Damn, yo. Shout
talking
out.
About the moolah, y'all.
Yeah.
Dollar, 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 dollar bill, y'all. I want some scratch, scratch, scratch.
Shit. Listen to the world famous Sugar Hill Gang and their infamous record. What do you talk about?
Money.
Being the fresh dressed, all that. TV on the wall.
Money. Money. So anyway, so no doubt. So, and again, that's your boy T.I. Next topic is your boy Ice-T of Wesley Snipes saying, fuck that new Jack City. Apparently a reboot to New Jack City is in development with Snowfall writer, somebody by the name of Malcolm M. Maze. I don't know anything about that shit. I'm sure Swervin is up on it.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm up on the story, but not the details.
Okay. Well, anyway, Ice-T said, I don't know how they're going to be able to pull it off. He said, for a couple of reasons. Number one is Wesley Snipes' performance. It's going to be hard to match Nino Brown, Ice-T said. And he said, number two is about the crack era. Okay. He said, everything from the crack era, from the music, the New Jack Swing, everything that was going around at that time, the movie is based on. He said it was also based on an actual operation out of San Francisco by a gentleman by the name of Felix Mitchell that he had going on, where people were getting high in a building and never leaving. He said, right now you're in an opioid epidemic. I don't know how they could flip it.
Oh, and, very easily.
Okay,
very easily.
Now, I'm not challenging you on that, though, B.
Okay, go right ahead.
Name me a hood classic, not like a Jaws or Rambo or Star Wars. Name me a hood classic that's been done better than the first one, even if they've ever done another hood classic. I can't think of one.
It. No, yo, it is a very... Sequels are rarely as good as the first in any genre.
Okay, but you have...
But that doesn't mean that there haven't been other ones. I mean, I'm on the spot right now because I would have to think and tell you because I'm sure there are... I wouldn't say that...
You're talking about hood Jaws classics.
Jaws 3 probably wasn't as good as Jaws 1.
Yeah, but I'm just saying...
Tales from the Hood, can they make another one?
Any hood classic.
Which Candyman was the best?
I thought Bad Boys 2 was better than Bad Boys 1.
But is Bad Boys 2 a hood classic, though? Now, I'm talking about hood classics.
What about the Friday movies? Which one was the best?
The one with Chris Tucker?
Yeah, the first one. Or the one with the other kid, Day-Day?
My opinion is that hood classics are notoriously difficult to remake, i.e. How High 2. Okay, that shit was garbage. It not only was it garbage,
you chose a horrible example.
Okay, yeah.
Them niggas just went way off script.
Yeah, okay. That's shenanigans. Okay. Nobody would disagree with you.
All right, so let's just say that even How High wasn't even a hood classic. If you're taking The Boys in the Hood or the New Jack Cities or the New Jersey Drives or any really hood classic, there is no sequel because you really can't do that. And New Jack City, you can't do it. I'm sure they have wonderful...
Wait, you're talking about a remake or a sequel?
Well, let's see here. A reboot to New Jack City is in development.
So it's basically an updated reboot, remake.
I hear reboot, I think of a new movie about today's culture. And I did see the Superfly movie.
Which was whack.
Yeah, but now if you fucking right now sat the fuck in front of a screen and watched the first Superfly movie, tell the fucking truth. Would you sit there and say that shit was great? Fuck no.
No, but you have to...
Some old black exploitation shit.
Yeah, but you have to take that for the time it was made. That's just like 17-year-olds trying to review Ultra Magnetics records. At the UK, that doesn't compute. So, yeah, you're right. If you sit somebody in front there to watch fucking... You're right, a movie from 72, they're not... The special effects, the filming, the language, the fashion, the dress, right. The movie. They can't even... Right.
So if they're going to remake a movie, I don't have a problem with it making it in the current situation. Now, I did not like Superfly. The first one, it was just nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a good fucking movie. No. The fucking hood, blaxploitation, fucked up movie. But it was a black movie in a time when we didn't see black people in movies. When we have the shit to do it now...
It was
when they made a new Superfly, that shit shouldn't have been. I mean, yes, I'm not mad that it was based in Atlanta and all that kind of shit, but you got to do better than that.
Well, first of all,
make the same kind of movie now that they made then.
In respect to Superfly, along with other movies, Black Caesar, the soundtracks were the star of those movies anyway.
Doubt.
So,
no doubt.
James Brown.
Yeah. Shout out James Brown, Black
Caesar.
They're
trying to do that now, too, though, with that movie. They probably had a bunch of trap music on that shit. I don't know.
Remember, if you're going to do it, so that's what I'm saying. So if you're going to do a reboot and you're going to have a strong drug-dealing character, obviously he's not dealing crack. Is he dealing opioids? You know what I'm saying? Who's G-Money? I mean, yeah, I don't know, B. I mean, then you got all this trap shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just, you know, which is, that's a whole nother fucking light years away from what New Jack was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I don't know.
But if they do it in today's climate and make it good, then good luck with that. I'm not going to begrudge them an opportunity to do it, B. Oh, but if they make it as whack, then I'm going to call it whack.
My only opinion is that it's very difficult to redo hood classics. There are movies that the plot line is so thin, i.e. Jaws. It's about a shark who attacks people. So you can run that bitch from any fucking angle you want to. Star Wars is a classic good versus evil. So you can continue to fucking make Star Wars join Star Trek. I'm a Trek guy myself. You know what I mean? Shit. I thought that the new casting for Kirk and all them niggas was spot on. But hood classics is a different situation because they're made in a unique period of time that captures that time. You know
and
what
they're
saying?
Capturing you this time. Do you have a problem with being named the same thing? Like, just to say they named it some other shit. Jack City. And it was the same shit of today's time.
Can they get away with it and they change the title to New Trap City or some dumb shit like that? But I can't see nobody making a Boys in the Hood 2. I mean, I just can't see with these skinny jean niggas out there with fucking stuffing guns and shit, and just I can't see it.
But they're doing it.
No, it's true. I give you that.
You dare, B, if you can sag skinny jeans, B, you know how hard that gotta be?
I don't.
You gotta fucking peel them shits on and then purposely pull them down to sag them. Because if they tight, how the fuck they sagging? It can't be that loose.
It actually would be quite hilarious to see Boys in the Hood Part 2 and young niggas in L.A. and shit with them super tight jeans on and them Gucci belts all the way down past their scrotum and shit. You know what I mean? Yo, nigga, what's up? Just that would be absolutely hilarious.
This nigga, boy.
motherfucking gear look like ballerina shits on and shit. Them niggas looking extra medium tough and shit out there.
shit. Damn, son. We all we got, B.
Oh, doughboy and shit. Oh, my God. That would be funny as hell. So, no doubt.
This nigga never fails, B. The dinosaur attacks every show, boy. He rears his ugly head. You don't give these young boys no shine, huh, son?
None.
You was trying to defend them a little bit. You like, yeah, if they make it, I mean, I don't begrudge them for making it. As long as if it's ugly, I'm going to say it's fucked up. But this nigga like, nah, you can't make a hood classic, nigga. You can't make another hood classic. Fuck that.
Did I say that? I said it'd be very difficult to make a hood classic.
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be very difficult to do that. That's what I said. You know.
Well, but if they did, would you give it credit?
Oh, look.
I can't say if it did because that's, subjective. If it was critically acclaimed,
give
it that credit?
Let me tell you, look. If you make a movie and you make it authentic to today's time, and I'm going to give a shout out to your boy who I never give credit to, but I'm going to give a shout out to your boy Donald Glover because that Atlanta shit is a perfect example of a movie, of a series at least, made in its time and you know what I'm saying? He captured everything about it. So that's amazing. And Atlanta's a hood classic.
Yeah.
It's a hood classic. That's a certified hood classic. You know what I'm saying? But he had to do it in his time. That's what makes them hood classics. Trying to reboot New Jack to try to shoehorn that into this shit is... Leave it alone. Fall back, nigga. Just be
Atlanta.
Write a new fucking script for today's youth.
He just has a problem with the name.
That's what they be saying by reboot.
He has a problem with the name. They shouldn't have called it a reboot. They should have just said whatever it was making and called it another name, anything. But as soon as they put New Jack City on that shit, he was fucked up.
Now in winter, AIDS attack. So go out and get your Jimmy hats.
Damn,
B.
Sorry, that was random. I was actually just thinking about that record. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is cricket time.
Here we go again.
The noise coming back.
Cricket time. If I can cue it up, I don't know. I think I got it off the phone and shit.
He blew his wad, Kurt.
Yeah,
it was early. It was early, son. He blew it and brought it out when niggas wasn't even expecting it. Though he caught us off by surprise and shit. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Speaking earlier of Megan Thee Stallion, hip-hop BET Awards, Megan Thee Stallion nabs for Mixtape of the Year. Come on, B. What the fuck? Why are you doing that? I mean, BET is... First of all, no African-Americans are involved in this. I got to think. There are no African... Other than the ones on the stage... There cannot be African Americans involved in honoring this.
I think there are a lot of African Americans.
You think?
I think they're just younger, B. I think they're all under 30.
Cardi B wins Best Female Hip Hop Artist of 2019. So what I want to get is a quick prediction, because that is certainly a cricket
topic.
Is that
Best Female Artist or Best Female Rap Artist?
It just says Best Female Hip Hop Artist.
Okay, there you go. Now, hip hop I got a problem with, but
you're right.
Rap, I would have been like, no problem. Because, yes, she's the best. She's running shit.
So, my question is, and quickly, because I want to get out of this. How many years in a row are we going to expect Bodak to carry this? Because we know Minaj, she must took 5 to 7 in a row, right?
Oh, like 13, 14 in
really?
A row.
Really?
He was killing
crazy
it.
Crazy okay. Shit.
Does Bodak break Minaj's record?
Yep. Well.
She got a chance.
Bodak didn't have no competition. I mean, not Bodak. Nicki Minaj didn't have competition
and
per
Bodak,
se.
And Bodak doesn't either. You can throw them, you can throw them other broads up there, but
the ladies.
You throw them other
broads
up there.
Expressed by King Killer B, or expressly for King Killer B.
But come on, B, it don't even matter, yo. I know, actually, them cats up at the can, they got at least 3-4 ready-made albums for Bodak in the can. All she got to do is go in and record them. It's already written and laid out or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah, though. You know how fickle these fans are, B.
B, they ain't that fickle.
Okay.
So.
Well, Kanye fans ain't, but the rest.
All right. Well, all right. And here we go. Last but not least, a topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Joe Budden crowns one of the worst rappers ever to grace a microphone. There's a lot of bad guys out there. I won't ask you to guess.
He crowns them or clowns them?
Crowns and clowns.
Oh, okay.
Your boy Logic. So he's one of the worst ever. Joe Budden goes up and says, I don't know what they're telling you at Def Jam. I know you sold a lot of records. I know you do a whole bunch of sold out tours and you're really successful, but I have to be honest, you are horrible. One of the worst ever to touch a microphone.
Man, that's clickbait. Come on, yo.
Clickbait, B.
No, it's not clickbait.
That is clickbait because everybody knows fucking Logic is nice. I mean, he's not the greatest, but he is far from the worst, yo.
I'm piggybacking off of what you said, B. Logic, you want to sit there and call Logic the worst? Hell to the nah, son. He's much better than 90% of these niggas that there's in rap right now.
You know, commercial rap, we've gotten so far away from the principles that I know that we can't even see it anymore. And I believe that y'all cats can't see it anymore. And the fact that you're going to you know, start giving guys like Logic. And I understand why you give them a pass, because we're so blinded by the hyperbole of commercial rap.
B, I think you're getting caught. Killer. Don't get caught out there,
yeah,
son.
Don't get caught out there, really.
You're getting ready to step off that ledge,
right,
my nigga.
Nah, B, I know what you're saying.
You need to sit there and listen to Logic, my nigga. That nigga can spit. He can spit.
He ain't no world beater, but he can spit.
No, what Logic can do is put rhyming words together. But and I know what you're gonna say. You can bring up, you know, any Lil, most Youngs, and this new crop of the little baby. There's this other cat, something
YBN, that's
baby. I don't know. You bring up all these other niggas.
Too many of them niggas.
Yeah, right. You can bring up all these niggas, and there's a lot of guys who are worse than him. But God damn it, we're giving Logic and a lot of other guys a pass because they can put rhyming words together. They have no really discernible type of MC flow. Nothing. They're very successful. Just like Joe Budden said, they're very successful. Sold out tours, Def Jam. Fucking they, you know, they keeping Def Jam alive.
Killer,
and shit.
Killer. Have you personally listened to Live? Personally, not one record.
Yeah, I think you're getting caught out there, son.
No, I tell you what, I try to listen to Logic. Just like you on that J. Cole shit, I just couldn't get through it. You couldn't get through that J. Cole shit, me. And I understand that because, you know, back when we was talking at Logic and like, oh yeah, Logic, fuck.
B, but here's the thing though. Yes, I said I couldn't get through it. But if I had to listen to that, or the shit that's regular on the radio, or I'm listening to that fucking Ville shit all day.
All right, B. I'm just shitting on
Logic for no reason, B.
Logic
is representing in a way that the rest of these niggas are not.
Right. Right.
Logic is Logic, and I'm not gonna get into a back and forth about that cat, yo.
Boy, I ain't going back and forth with y'all niggas.
You living your best life, huh?
That was awesome.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
No doubt.
That was awesome. You know what I mean? I don't believe it's clickbait. It's just one of those statements that you really, it's like, damn, yo, just fucking, God.
Ask you this, Biggie. When's the last time you talked about Joe Budden in his show?
We mentioned Joe Budden every now and then. Exactly. We mentioned Joe Budden every now and then, but not like every week.
Though.
Huh?
We talking about him now.
Okay.
Because of that shit he said that is not true.
He is not the worst, B. To say that he's the worst, he could have said he don't like him. He could have said a whole lot of shit, but to say he's the worst.
So to piggyback on that and get out of the topic, the guys on his show were just like you two. Logic is cool. I like Logic. Logic is cool. Logic is cool and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Is. Ain't nobody fronting on that. He is. He's not great. He's not in the, nobody's top five, no shit like that, but yo, he is very serviceable as a rapper.
Yeah, he's Kenny G up against John Coltrane.
Damn, son.
And Kenny G can play the instrument.
We'll let the listeners get at your ass on this because you're tripping right now.
You are tripping. You are really tripping, son. I know you might not like the beat selection, but that nigga got some flow, B. I can't front on him, son. This is me talking, son. I'm not gonna go there and off on the limb on no niggas that can't really flow. Now I got niggas that I like that I can't defend, as in my peoples. But this nigga here, come on, son.
Okay, I'm just saying, B. I'm giving these Kenny G type niggas a pass, yo. He can play the instrument just like
Roth is fucking Kenny G, B. Logic is not Kenny G.
Okay,
yo.
All right, and I said up against, you know, like a Miles Davis or Soul Train, I mean a John Coltrane or anything like that. B,
that comparison, B.
But B, when you put it like this, B, that's a terrible comparison. Because when you put Miles Davis or John Coltrane up against any damn body,
anybody,
black or white, they're going to get their ass smoked.
Okay. All right. Then he is the Jonas Brothers up against Eric Clapton.
Let's move topics, B. Let's go.
Okay. Well, at this point, we're ready for the world famous. So I don't know if Kurt G's ready.
All right.
Okay, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
Yeah, we got to say it twice.
All right, he's done. This nigga's like, I'm finished and I'm done.
There's no logic to this shit.
No motherfucking logic. Fuck y'all niggas.
I'm finished and I'm done.
Put some speck on my motherfucking name. All right, this week we got Lil Brother, May the Lord Watch. Yeah, Lil Brother, May the Lord Watch. Yeah. That should make you happy now. That gets you off the logic thing. All right. And then we got Dave Moo the Fudge Monk in Blue, Ground and Water.
Oh, I'd be interested to
hear
that.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, Dave Moo the Fudge Monk in Blue, Ground and Water. And the instrumental joint is Flow Fills Transit.
All right. That's what's good. Anybody got anything left over, not including the last topic?
Well, since you like Trek, there's no logic in there.
What are you talking about?
There's no. It's logical to like logic.
Oh, see, I'll take all
right. that. All right, let me leave you something. Let me leave us with a question. We can try to answer now. We can let other folks answer. Did no? You know what I'm saying? Is Baltimore club music hip hop?
No. Baltimore club music is an amalgamation of a lot of things. And if you look at one of the pioneers, Frank Ski, who describes Baltimore club music, one of the founding fathers,
Doodoo Brown,
said that what became Baltimore club music was essentially New York hip hop sped up and added to Miami bass. And then later on, others came in and then brought in the New York and Chicago style of house. So it's a salad. It's not, you cannot say Baltimore club music is hip hop. Part of it is hip hop. It's in the salad, just like Miami bass is in the salad, just like Chicago and New York house is also in that salad. That is essentially.
I had to admit that the 2 Live Crew was hip hop.
Well, 2 Live Crew was Miami bass.
It was Miami bass, but it was hip hop because they had all the elements.
They had all the elements.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about all that other cities claiming bass. It's called Miami bass for a specific reason.
There's a certain pocket in New Jersey that does that same kind of.
Yeah, they got their own little club
called,
music.
Right, and it's called Jersey Club, but that's young. That's younger people, again, but they will tell you their ancestral home is Baltimore.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's the same style. Theirs is closer to Baltimore. That New Jersey club is closer to Baltimore than anything else.
But all the pioneers of that genre of music will tell you their ancestral home, their Kool Herc's and Boo Man and all them cats from Baltimore, Sean Caesar, and anybody you could think of. You know, Rod Lee, Jersey niggas will tell you those are our Kool Herc's for that style of music.
Shout out to that shit. And shout out to Sean Caesar, because that's a cool motherfucker that we know. So
yes, we did.
Shout out to him.
No doubt.
That was a quick lesson on Baltimore Club.
Yeah. Which most of you probably won't fuck with, but, you know, it's just like that local flavor shit.
I fuck with it.
Of course.
Watch me play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Let me not end the show on that. Yeah, and it's funny because Washington, D.C. and Baltimore are like, what, 35, 40 minutes away from each other?
And are
with no traffic.
Polar opposites.
Complete opposites. From Baltimore club to go-go music. And neither one can stand the other one. Niggas that love club can't stand go-go. Niggas that love go-go can't stand club.
That's crazy.
So there's somebody ought to dig up that part in The Wire where your boy hired that DC nigga to knock off his man in jail. And he was like, I hate you Baltimore niggas. So So that's what's good. Yo, I'll see y'all next week. We'll do it.
Peace. Oh, God, I'll be out next week.
Okay.
Yeah, going to South Carolina to visit my son.
Okay, so we won't do it. So
yeah, I'm out.
Enjoy the next week of music or something then.
No doubt. So
maybe a throwback.
Yo, you know how we do. Before we get out, yo, anyway, I'm sorry, we're going a little long. Shout out to everybody who participates still in the 45 Fridays. That's still a thing. 12-inch Wednesdays, that's still a thing. I don't know about the other events. Those are high hurdles. I get it. I understand it. As far as Snare Slap Saturday, maybe it's done.
It's hit and miss. I think that might be done.
Okay, that's real. That's real. So that's what's good. So shout. Peace. I'm out.
One.
Peace.
Y'all trying to put that evil on me. Oh, Ricky Bobby looking sucker niggas got some nerve. Magnetizing my enterprise on the curb. Got my plus size work motivating your thin lines to cachet. And I see you at the summit of my cascade. Pissing in the wind trying to defy what God made. 37 years at my prime. About to blow like Pompeii. Top grade Fahrenheit blazing off the top grade agent. And you just finding out I do not play. Learn things you may never acquire. Cause you ain't built for that long trip since 99 been in play. And if you make a little money, better know how to save. Cause your career won't last past hot today. This is the first and last ever PSA. And honestly, a waste of 40 seconds spent addressing you lame.
There's no way to capture this feeling. Heart is full and I'm healing. It's the simple thing.
I was in my own zone and I heard the phone gone. Let it ring, nothing personal, I'm doing my thing. Bring phenomenal energy, your chemistry bless. I want nothing less, every time you call in the stress. Let's communicate better like Billy and Ella with big bands or jazz standards. I answered, next time the phone rang, sang familiar tunes. Now we back to the groom. I assumed it would be different, but my innocence lost. Why? Every time we speak, the vibe's off. Of course we do what we should, but I'm feeling good, yeah, I'm feeling good. I need space to replace and shine. So could we get involved and solve the time took be off into my own zone. Zone better to be alone and prone to this hate-filled home. I'm gone. Sing a song.
There's no way to capture this feeling. Heart is full and I'm healing. It's the simple things. Try to catch and make it.
There is a love down in my heart that the world has never known. Love that only comes from God above when he chooses you at all.
Whoa, yeah. Shorty on his way, yeah. Came live with this pain like left everything that I came right. Trained right in plain sight, the game like raindrops lighting up puddles in the daylight. Relay fright, the claim stripes, the gang life. Chains on, ankles shank sharpening late night. Darkness, it starts with the scale white. Lil' shy ball, three on me like AI. I don't know what they love. Early morning when I wake up, got the smell of the streets on me. Still smile when I'm in too deep. Devil on my shoulder won't set you free. Gotta die now, live forever through this here. Spit fierce, new meaning is sincere. war wounds, deep scars, the kids mirror pops in the clouds like, see when you get here. Burn.
There is a love down in my heart that the world has never known. Love that only comes from God above when he chooses
you. My flow heavenly, audio memories, cardio let it be, wholehearted energy, way past death wishes for my enemies, still got the best wishes for my family, looking up to seeing angels, stars, we came so far just to make your mark. Oh no, we ain't similar, journey irregular, music you never heard. I don't know what they love, but early morning when I wake up, got the smell of the streets on me, still smile when I'm in too deep, devil on my shoulder will set you free. But I ain't tripping, this here build character, my still interior have them feeling inferior, I'm wary of my areas, airy out of hearing us, and only God got fearing us, trust.
There is a love down in my heart that the world has never known. Love that only comes from God above when he chooses you alone.
Time for you to recognize, recognize. Time for you to recognize the real, real.
Cause I don't play clown.
God is good, growing up in the hood.
African American is like saying living dead. Walking around with the title, one giving you life, one giving you death. What are you fighting for? I'm fighting for Africa, but America.
Mansa Musa made man making moves on caveman land, take a stand breaking rules. We are indigenous to the planet, God damn it. We are the universe from the stars to the granite. The only true humans living amongst hybrids. They wish that they could possess the glow that you and I give. I'm a wolf that's woke, not a sheep that's sleep. Cause I see through the wool and the bull that's deep. Bang, when I'm bringing the sound, I bomb on them. Smoke good stock like I'm rolling a form on them. Big buds wrapped in some hemp, the fire burning. Drop science, you stay spitting at higher learning. Yeah, rich mineral melanated. Raising my rank, the general elevated. Too black, too strong. Run up on the devil, pull a strap, you gone.
My plan is damaged. The crowd go bananas. All across the map.
Money or your life. Hurry and choose.
My plan is damaged.
All across the map. The map. Money or your life. Hurry and choose.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Scope on the devil, locked in before the blick is fired. The domination of my people psychological, making the fucking illogical sound logical.
What?
Love never conquer hate. I fight violence with violence. It's not a book of pain. I would never seek equality. We are supreme, so no one can be equal to we. Look how they suffering in Haiti. Fuck the government, fuck the army and the navy.
Fuck them all.
Still white God worshiping. I fight for the fucking day we rule the earth again. This is the words, you don't have to go to church again. The black woman is God, giving birth again. Too black, too strong. Run up on the devil, pull a strap, you gone.
My plan is damaged. The crowd go bananas.
All across the map. Money or your life. Hurry and choose.
My plan is damaged.
All across the map. The map. Money or your life. Hurry and choose.
They hear me out one time. One time
for you to recognize.
I swing blaze. I bang with the big boys.
Those who won't blaze.
Look at him. They took gold from the rich and made them poor.
take a young foolish maiden and made her a whore. Look at that.
Surviving at times, applying the mind. I'm wired designed to thrive where the fire reside. Can't melt me, my heart stone from the life that I got deprived. Growing, I idolize three stacks of diplomats. Big L pouring the dangerous that the system trapped. Twist the rap while I write one. Trauma got me high strung. Just knowing I might snap out if you trying dumb. We in the wild, on your style, be decisive, son. From all the death I seen, I know my sight is numb. Despite the ones that try to bring me back to planet Earth. Sometimes can't help but think and wonder if my hand is cursed. And if I'm damned, I search deep into the soul of man. Where only knowledge is existing, past where hope expand. Still accept the understanding with these open hands. Control the plan is the modal chart in the course now. Realizing we got differences to sort out.
Just wait here.
Living in the world today, observe decay while we grinding, trying to earn a way. A certain fate, get decided, less than wide awake. I see you playing with your life, that ain't my type of game. No, that ain't my type of game. While we living in the world today, observe decay while you grinding, trying to earn a way. A certain fate, get decided, less than wide awake. I see you playing with your life, that ain't my type of game. No, that ain't my type of game. While we living in the world today, observe decay while you grinding, trying to earn a way. A certain fate, get decided, less than wide awake. I see you playing with your life, that ain't my type of game. No, that ain't my type of game. I see you playing with your life, that ain't my type of game. This ain't a game at all. I've been exchanging thoughts, mainly while remaining raw. Y'all searching for a downfall, but couldn't name a cause. They try to warm it up, I'm too cold, remaining frost. It ain't a loss unless the lessons gain. I'm less in pain. Restraint tested when you mention lame. We'll use the energy to dead your fame. No sight of empathy for biters trying to step the same. Still, I understand your movements, cause your section's strange. Ain't a bit of authenticity. Y'all can physically get wrecked. Ass cash in a check from your mouth's debt. Bet they feeling me from Kuwait to the out west. I'm about respect, tip your house of cards, count your debt. Sound connect to the spirit and brain, hear what I'm saying. The realest never fearing a change. Adapting to the turmoil I'd hit in my lane.
And then I heard, by that time I heard a man over in the corner. He was sitting down with his head hanging low. I noticed him when I first walked in. And he was addicted to drugs, so he said, I feel it. Brother, I want to get up and testify. So everybody started screaming and hollering and crying. I sighed, because I know I felt. And this brother got up.
Kill the stress, now we cool to make some moves. To the block, we piece it up and make some ends to buy that Benz. Cooling with the naughty friends.
Talk a fair fight, I do my dirty night. Never saw the light, mama didn't raise me right. Tried to keep the family tight, papa's gone, my brain is
hustling to make it right. Keeping it just mighty tight. Now the juba from the school and shit don't last. To keep your cash, you gotta be fast and blast past the band.
State your name, state your game. When that chain, don't feel the flame. Climb the gate, guard and stay. Don't want them Jews, don't hesitate. Count your blessings, it's a lesson. Dig your stress and keep it real throughout the dark. So you better pack your steel.
I got a plan to be the man that's in demand to run the land. Puffin' top on the mainland of Japan. I pulled your card, it wasn't hard. On the boulevard, in the struggle, had to hustle, knocking out the muscle to build the clientele. Had to move and excel, devise a plan to keep from jail and understand it also very well.
I do my girl.
Peace to the hoods,
peace to the thugs,
peace to nappy heads and niggas selling drugs. Throughout the day I'm on late, but at night the street lights shine bright. Hips packing grips, busting legs through the fight. Getting on with the shorty, twist up a blunt, I mix the gin to my 40. Never took the long way, headed the wrong way, ran the
streets with my peace, making paper, sipping on Dre, ripping up shows, macking hoes. While I was rose to hell with 5-0, I keep a nigga on his toes.
Peace to the hoods, peace to the thugs, peace to Caesar cuts and niggas who don't front. Pass the blunt, cause it's on at the break of dawn. Crime and corruption, rule all discussion. Niggas break me busted when they all be dusted. Pieces of that sheet keep them niggas off my trust list. My shit move is strictly cess. So I pray to my earth god, never corrupt my chest when I feel stressed. I inhale the brown Buddha and exhale the yellow smoke. Never choke like an old folk. My dirt is done.
I do my dirt at night for brothers on the block. And fees are flipping cries. I do my dirt. I do my dirt at night for brothers on the block. And fees are flipping cries. Fees just let me cry. If I do my dirt, I do my dirt at night for brothers on the block. And fees just let me cry. Let me cry.
Yo, we giving a mad shout out to my niggas down in the E-Town, the mad land. Word is born the Batland. Give a mad shout out to the UPT crew, Bomo Records, my DJ Lou. What up, CP? Word is born, we in the house like that, Tread. Word is born, the mad shout out to the Manx like that.
Yo, yo, this is Trav from UPT saying peace. Pick up your chest, the 45th get loose. You know what I'm saying? My cousin Barry LeBeau. You know what I'm saying? All my brothers, all my peoples that was with me in the struggle. Craze, little bro, easy love, Capone. Rock on, Uptown, one love.